The metric system may rule measurements across much of the world, but we Americans are not big fans. We don't weigh ourselves in kilograms, for example. Still, the kilo is a key unit of measurement for many things. And as you've probably heard, there's a new definition now for what a kilogram actually is. Edgar B. Herwick III, with our partners here at WGBH, tells us about the epic quest to come up with that definition.
Under the great dome of Building 10 on MIT's campus, in an auditorium packed with bright young minds and accomplished scientists, Nobel Prize-winning physicist Wolfgang Ketterle takes the stage.
As of today, the world will never be the same.
Pretty good opening, huh?
The fundamental definition of the kilogram has changed.
Yes, until this week, the kilogram was the final holdout from an earlier time, the last standard unit of measure that was still defined by a physical artifact. Now, like the meter and the second before it, its true value is no longer man-made, but naturally occurring.
This dream of having them based on nature is the original dream.
Ken Alder is a professor of science history at Northwestern University. This dream of standardizing the way we measure the world goes way back to France during the heady days of its revolution.
Within the country, units differed. They would differ from town to town, sometimes from parish to parish.
And so was born the metric system, famous for its easy-to-understand divisibility by 10, perhaps less famous for its other original goal, to set all base units of measure on fundamental, unchangeable aspects of nature. For instance, how did they decide how long a meter should be in the first place?
They send out in the 1790s these two guys, one north and one south from Paris, to measure the quarter meridian. That's the distance from the North Pole to the equator.
The meter was set as 1/10,000,000th of that distance. The second was established as a precise fraction of the average solar day, and so too it went for the base unit of mass, the kilogram.
They took a cubic centimeter of water at a particular temperature and said that would be a gram. And 1,000, obviously, is a kilogram.
The idea was that these standards would be perfectly precise, always the same, and able to be derived at any time by anyone. It did not work. Turns out, each quarter meridian of the globe is not quite the same distance. The solar day varies kind of a lot. Water, no matter how pure, isn't exactly the same mass every time. And so these, quote, natural values were approximated.
You know, once they'd come up with the definition, they built these standards, these physical things, to be that amount.
Those original Uber standards were housed in France, with precise replicas distributed around the world. But this, too, began to prove problematic. At the smallest of scales, these exact copies, over time, changed ever so slightly. So did the originals, all at different rates. And so we turned back to nature. In the 1960s, we redefined the second in terms of the frequency of a cesium atom. In the 1980s, the physical meter stick was retired in favor of the distance that light travels in a vacuum over a precise fraction of a second. But the standard for mass remained a metal cylinder sitting under glass in Paris.
This was limiting everything in science and technology related to mass.
That's MIT's Wolfgang Ketterle again. Limiting because measuring mass could only be precise to a certain point. No longer. The new kilogram is defined as the mass of a set number of elementary particles, a perfect, unchangeable, naturally occurring, infinitely accurate number.
We are no longer limited by an artifact which has built-in imprecision.
This means unprecedented accuracy at amounts so small it is beyond our perception. But lest you think that means it has nothing to do with you.
Small quantities matter for our lives. Medicine, pharmaceuticals are small quantities. Our computers and our smartphones would not exist without nanotechnology.
A world without medicine or smartphones? By any measure, that sounds pretty heavy. For The World, I'm Edgar B. Herwick III.